What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the Word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
Hallelujah. God will do us good this afternoon. Okay, James chapter 1, verse 5. Can you play softly, something softly for me? I don't intend to dive into the rivers, but this evening I will definitely be swimming. All of us will be swimming in that river. Even if you don't say amen, as long as you are here this evening, you are inside the river. I won't need to tell you, you know, so as you hear this message, go and get your faith ready. There's no need to get your faith ready. Just come. As you are coming, your faith is ready. The anointing provokes expectation. If it's not there, we might try to, you know, ginger expectation. Once it's there, anything can happen. And the people themselves know that anything can happen. Bless the Lord, oh my. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Just play softly. No singing. No singing. Just the keyboard. All right, James chapter 1 verse 5, and then we go to chapter 3, and then let's see how God will lead us. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? And devilish. Okay? For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make what? Peace. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Father, thank you for the power of your word. As I teach it, declare it, confirm it. Thank you for our hearts to be blessed with these words. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, while I was thinking of what to speak, every time I come to a meeting like this, I always search my heart and try to get from heaven what God will have me share. And God said, God dropped in my heart to talk about moving from possibilities to realities. Moving from possibility to realities. See, for many of us, we see possibility in Christ. And that's why that scripture says Christ in us is what? He chooses the words. Scriptures choose words. Is the hope of glory. And every time, you know, as I was growing up, I will look at scriptures. And I see especially those scriptures that have the ability of God embedded in them. And when I see those scriptures that have the ability of God embedded in them, I will ask, then Lord, why are we not seeing it manifest here? But we have it. But we are not seeing it manifest here. For example, now unto him that is able, that's the ability of God, that tells us possibility. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. I say, praise God. But Lord, we are not seeing it now. And God is able to make, able again. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Yes, that sufficiency in all things means that you are independent of the system. That means that in your house, you have stopped saying, oh, NEPA. That means that what is inside your heart, you are bringing it out. You have moved from pitying people to being compassionate. You have moved from giving nobody the task of everybody. Yeah. Why is it that? Why? What does it take the government now to take care of this almajiri on the street? What does it take? What does it take? You are giving nobody the task of anybody. What does it take now to help these people? What does it take now to do to build a school for these young children? What does it take to give scholarship to these people? Yes, the Bible says God is able. If you are like me, I ask a lot of questions. And we have found out that in the development of Christianity, unless questions are asked, people's hearts will stray. But God has answers for every question. And truly, ministry is about answering the questions in the hearts of the people. It's about answering the questions in the hearts of the people. And one thing about God's dealings with us is that God moves upon our hearts or upon our lives according to the questions that we ask. There are people that may not be seeing things happening in their lives because they have not asked questions yet. For example, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, it was a question. It was a question in the heart of Gideon that made the angel of the Lord appear to him. Lightning does not strike everywhere. People feel that lightning is intelligent. You know, people feel that lightning just strikes the world anywhere, The person that is holding Guinness Book of World Records for lightning strikes, I think he has like 13. Out of 7 billion people, are you the only one? Why is it that you are the one that lightning is looking for? Unless your village people are on true color looking for your face. But he has 13, that's it. It's just striking. You know, there are negatively charged places on the earth that attract the strike. And there are questions we sow in our hearts that attract God's intervention. The mighty, awesome power of God, that just as it happened to Gideon. Somebody say, when God, if I see God now, I will ask God, why is it that Arsenal is going down? Why is it that Man U is going down? If Jesus appears to you and you leave that encounter, the greatest joy in your heart will be that you didn't ask those kind of foolish questions. Because those kind of questions will never arise from your heart. It is the thing that you are breathing that will come out. Because it's your spirit that is interacting with him. He asks, he said, if God be with us, where be all his miracles? Why are we like this? Why be all his miracles? So I went on that search. I went on that search. What is it that converts all this? God is able, and brings it to this realm where we are seeing realities on the ground. Where somebody is not saying what God can do, but is telling you what God has done physically because the word of God came alive. And I found out that there is something about the tangibility of God's wisdom. Of the wisdom of God in his multifaceted dimension that brings that God is able and makes it God has done it in my life. Something about the wisdom of God. Now, the Bible talks about different kinds of wisdom, okay? And many of you will know different kinds. You know Sunesis, you know Phronesis, you know Sophia, you know all those. But when the Bible says that Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom, it's Sophia. He has made unto us insight into reality. That means that everything we see now, we see through the eyes of the risen Christ. Everything we see. You see, many times the mistake that people make is that when we say all we teach is Christ, him we preach. Every day they come to the podium and say, today we are talking about Christ risen from the dead. Tomorrow they are talking about Christ risen. So they are saying the same thing. No, that's not what we are saying. You have thought that when Reverend Tunde was talking, he was putting the risen Christ in different aspects of your life. So there is a code for the risen Christ. When it comes upon your marriage, there is a wisdom for your marriage. When it comes upon your health, there is a wisdom for your health. When it comes upon your finances, there is a wisdom for your finances. When it comes about on the things that are happening in your life, there is a code. Okay, for example, the law might tell you that what I'm saying, I am fighting altars as I am battling altars. Altars are rising up around me, squeezing my life. That wisdom is not from the risen Christ, it's from the law. Okay, so as we are preaching about your life, what we are teaching you is from the risen Christ, but then we are bringing application. That application into your life is the wisdom of God. Because according to Christ, the wisdom of God speaks. Praise God forevermore. So there is the lens through which we see everybody. There's the lens through which we see the situations in our lives. And then there is the wisdom that comes from putting scriptures together. So next is, it comes from putting the word of God together. Many times, people can go on an edge when they carry a scripture. That's what Reverend Tukla was saying when he said that don't exalt a scripture at the expense of other scriptures. Because life is about balancing the laws of the spirit to bring out results. For example, okay, somebody might say that, look, let me tell you the truth. All you need to succeed in life is God. It's true. God is all you need in life. But by the time you start applying it, you will enter trouble. Because then the application becomes, that means you don't need any man in your life as long as God is for you. You are entering trouble, though. Why? Because it does not agree with the general body of wisdom. So wisdom gets more concentrated as we are bringing that thing together, as the word of God is nodding to the word that God has given you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So for everything there is a wisdom. When the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Psalm 34, the Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Now, when the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, and the Bible says that the Lord redeems the soul of his servant, many people can just sit down and say that, my own is just to sit down, God will redeem my soul. But you are not seeing the big picture. It says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but James says, is anyone afflicted? Let him pray. Praise God forevermore. So as you are seeing the big picture, you are seeing the systems that God has put in place for your glory. Hallelujah. It's very important because there are people that are violating other laws while trying to keep this part of scripture. They're exalting this part of scripture, but the other parts are suffering. And they are suffering because of the other parts that are suffering. Praise God. And then there is the application. There is when that wisdom becomes a force inside you. That's what people call phronesis. It is prudence. It is critical wisdom. It is practical wisdom. It is how to bring that big picture, everything you have gathered together, and make it your everyday experience. Hallelujah. There are people that have become very rigid because they are trying to obey God's word. No, God's word is not like, you hear one of the characteristics. I would have gone through the characteristics of wisdom, but I don't have so much time. And in the evening it's for fire. I'm not going to come here and teach you wisdom in the evening. But one of the characteristics of wisdom that James talks about, let me break. I like James. Do you understand? Because James is a practical man. James and Paul were not fighting. They were not arguing doctrine. No. Paul, in most of his treatises, he was bringing out, you know, critical wisdom, but he was talking about the wisdom of God, the Sophia of God. James was making it practical for people to walk by. He was giving practicality to it. Okay? So Paul says that Christ has been made unto us wisdom. James says, if any one of you lacks wisdom. He's talking about this practical wisdom. What do I do from here? What step do I take now? What next do I do with my life? That's what James was talking about. Okay? So, the practical wisdom is God revealing things to us about how to bring materiality to the things we believe. How to land all those things you believe into this realm. Hallelujah. It affects our health. It affects our prosperity. It affects our academics. It affects our children. It affects where we are working. There is a wisdom of God for every place that is born out of that big Sophia that God has shown us. Glory to God forever. And many times when I see people, you know, they are Christians and they are struggling. It's not normally more prayer. Is this wisdom they need? So I was saying that the Bible says that this wisdom is easily entreated. That means it is flexible. It's flexible. Somebody said that God has told me that I'm going to go to school in George Washington University in US. I am waiting for the word of God to come to pass. Have you searched their website? No, I've not. But since God has spoken it, are you aware that God speaks something does not mean it will automatically happen? Are you aware? That God has spoken it, but have you checked the website? I don't need to check. If God spoke it, God will make the website come to you. Okay, write jam now. While you are waiting for the promise of God, you can be here. No. That means I don't believe the word of God. It does not mean you don't believe the word of God. Probably the path that God has for you that is from that place, through that school where you are, that you are going to George Washington University. So we might be there confessing, but God has made a path for us upon the seas, the oceans of life. We have to see that path. Hallelujah. So I say, I don't know why my church is not growing. No. My church is Jesus for All International Church. I don't know why my church is not growing. And God has shown me revelation that we are going to take the nations. It is practical wisdom that is missing now. But then you come, praise worship like this. It's high fujo. And the people are moving like this, but logon. Is that church for Yoruba people or church for all nations? And then you say, no, we are calling fast now. The devil is holding up. It's not the devil holding up this church, it's a lack of wisdom. praise God forevermore. This wisdom is flexible. There are people we have prayed for, we have anointed with oil, we have laid hands on. God cannot do more than what is in our hearts. On both sides, good and bad, there are people that what is holding them is the pictures that is in their hearts. I met a lady years ago. I said, people are coming to meet me. Why are you not getting married? I said, no. I'm believing God. I'm going to marry an Italian Jew. To see Jew safe, no problem. You now qualified it as he's Italian. So he's an Italian Jew. I'm waiting. This was more than 10 years ago. Up to now, she's still looking for the Italian Jew. Praise God forevermore. It's lack of pragmatic wisdom. That is why it's not good to be one that speaks against. You know, I can be one that will rise up and say, I don't know why men of God, their own is to be going to town, cities, to go establish church. Who will go to the rural areas? Who will go to the rural areas? Because they are there with AC. Your heart is corrupted. Read Paul. Paul went to major cities. Paul went to major cities. He knows why he was going to major cities. That he was not just going around, going everywhere, going to Bongon. He knows why he was going to major cities. Just the same way, all them Davido and Flavor are not going to villages to do show, but their dance is entering the village. Because they have found out that culture moves from those cities and spreads into the outlying areas. That's not where I'm even going to. I'm going somewhere else. where I'm going to is that in a house we might say, why are these people not going to major city? Why are they just going to this place? There'll be a problem. Because the day God tells you to move to that major city, you will reject the wisdom of God. You will wrestle with it. Why? Because you have condemned the people there. You will wrestle until at a point it will be as if you are not hearing from heaven. It's not the word you are wrestling with, it's ego you are wrestling with. Praise God forevermore. See, I have the wisdom of God. This my shop is not moving forward. I don't know, things are not selling. We have anointed this place with oil. We have prayed over it. I have called contractors. They have prayed over it. They have told you, stop all that thing. Stop contracting. But then, there is a problem with your shop. Because in front of your shop is pig milk you are displaying. When they enter your shop, they see fabric. And they go inside, they say, I left for. What are you selling? What are you selling? People are confused. They are confused. They don't know what you even stand for. On social media, they see you with this one today, with that one tomorrow. They don't know where to place you. It is things as simple as that God will give you wisdom concerning. I've been looking for husband, pastor, as I am now. I'm tired, though. Like the lady, Reverend. You know, I'm not as radical as Reverend. I said, I'm going to be a single mom. I'm not as radical as you don't. Amen. Pragmatic wisdom. All God might tell you is that I beg, be smiling when brothers come around. Be smiling. Hello, yes. No, I just said I saw you sitting, and so won't I sit down in church? Will I be standing? Am I not sure? What I beg, please say what you want to say. Say what you want to say. Meanwhile, that is your destined husband, though. That is why now. It's pragmatic wisdom. You can be praying, and God will tell you, please smile more. Praise God forevermore. And it applies in every area. There are different areas of our lives, whether it's parenting, whether it's prosperity, any area of our lives. There are people that their hearts have been narrow. One of my young men came and met me and said, sir, I want to get a house, but I feel it's too big, and I'm looking at my destiny, because people say that you can swallow, you eat up your destiny the way you are now. If I go and bring that out, is it not bigger than where I'm going to? And I'm still a young man. And he said, so I went to meet my friend. My friend said, oh boy, be wise. So it's not at this age you go and enter into that kind of house. I told him, I said, when you want to do big things, don't consult small minds. I said, move there. They tell your wife, I said, you should move into that house. He said, sir, but that house is big. Oh, if you see the sitting room is as big as this. Oh, I said, move there. Let your heart enlarge. He moved there. When he moved from there and moved to Lagos, he moved to a similar beautiful house in Lekki. When he came for a mansion to give testimony, he said that, I have said that I won't give this testimony until my business hits 9 digits. It has hit 9 digits. That's why it has something as simple as moving house might determine whether his business will hit that 9 digits or it won't. Because scientists themselves have observed that there are different, the height of the roof can affect the way people walk and think in a place. That's why if you go to factory, the roof is not like, they are big. It affects the way people walk. Colors affect the way people walk. You can go, somebody is going, he's going to meet George. They say, hey, what are you wearing? You're wearing blue. Go and change it. He said, why? You are accused now. How can you wear blue? Blue means that you are established, settled in. So you are telling the judge that this thing I'm done. I am happy. I have done it. But generally, people. But there is wisdom. There are times that God gives us wisdom. Even then, we don't even know why God is giving us. It's later we even find out the reason why God told us to do certain things. Praise God forevermore. So there's pragmatic wisdom. And generally in life, you know, we talk about this later shortly. We are at a point where there is a clash of civilizations. Things are getting worse on earth. And this is the time for the body of Christ to shine brighter than before. This is the time for us to shine brighter than before. This wisdom, the Bible says, God ordained it unto our glory. Talking about the finished work of Christ. And there are parallels, because in the same way, God has ordained things for you, for your glory. Isaiah 45, the Bible says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut asunder the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. That means that there are treasures in dark places. The reason why they are in dark places is because God wants to give you the goggles, so you are the one that can see it. Other people will be passing by it, they won't see it too. Because it has been programmed for you. That's why you are here, so that you can learn how to see it. Time has gone. Praise God forevermore. Okay, so I will just tell us this wisdom that breaks us loose. How does it come to us? This tangible wisdom that we can walk with. How does it come to us? How do we access it? And I'll just tell you three ways. Number one way it comes is through God's word. Through God's word. As we open the word of God, the word of God opens up our lives. As we are reading the word of God starts reading us. As we start talking the word of God is talking back to us. There are times you open the word of God. I don't know about you. Once I open the word of God, I locate myself in that word. it might be Joshua, but it is me now. God has, there is somebody that has done something similar to what you are going, or going, that has gone through something similar to what you are going through, that God will bring you and put the man in the midst of the problem, and you will see how they solved it. There are times I've told my wife, I said that this thing that is happening, I am Danielo. Another time, there was one time that somebody wanted to play fast one on me. God told me, God flashed it in my heart. He said, this thing, you are Jacob. This is Jacob and Laban. That's how God speaks to us. Through his word. And you will read that story and you will see the wisdom of the Lord from that story. Praise God forevermore. You see, many times you read the Bible like literature. It's a weakness. So. The Bible, you know, you can do exegesis with the Bible, but the Bible is a prophetic book. That means the Bible can leap out and start talking to you from nowhere. I've been wondering, how, and this thing that the Bible is telling you, you should know the things that are transferable and the things that are not transferable. It's not everything that God tells us that can come and preach. I can use it as a testimony to show you how God's systems work, but I can't come and preach it as doctrine. You know, that is why many times we have problems, because God might be dealing personally with me about something. I can turn it to doctrine. I can read inside scriptures. And I will read inside scriptures. And God, as I see Joshua marching around Jericho with the people once a day. And on the seventh day, they marched around seven times. And God will drop him in my heart and say, from today, every 1 hour, just be praising, be praising. The seventh day, just do 7 hours and just be praising me. That will come and say, after the miracle has happened, I say, look, I have seen the key. I have seen the key to breakthrough. Any problem you have, 1 hour a day, be praising God. The people will be disappointed. Because that thing was for you. You see, if you look at scriptures, if you look at, and this is how things are frozen into doctrine, that they become patches of unbelief in the lives of people. If you could look at scriptures, the Bible first talks about the way of Balaam. Peter calls it the way of Balaam. And then Jude calls it the error of Balaam. By the time it gets to Revelation, it has become the doctrine of Balaam. That means that somebody has a way, and then when he starts pushing it in people's mouth and say, if you want to get it, it becomes an error. When the person is such an authority that people cannot oppose him, it becomes frozen into doctrine. It will hold generations after him bound. And that is why the wisdom that is from God is flexible, easily entreated. You tell people that your sins are forgiven. Past, present, and future, say, but Papa Yegin did not say so. Papa Yegin did not say so, but he laid the foundation for it. Praise God forevermore. He laid the foundation for it. That's why our hearts must be open. Look, what we call doctrine, our hearts must, we must keep the core of doctrine. That Jesus Christ, the Son of David, rose up from the dead according to my gospel. We must keep that core of doctrine. But many times when light comes to people, light comes upon that table of doctrine, there are still black, dark patches. When people get light, to put light together, they use the existing knowledge they have to put the light together. Because light must be encased somewhere. Do you know that there was a time that when people gather together like this and they start telling you about how they got filled with the Holy Ghost, it is history lesson. No? I've been searching for like 20 years, 5 months, 20 years, thereabout. Somebody said, Your is better. I've been at it for 30 years. Looking for baptism in the Holy Ghost. And then somebody comes and says, that means I've not started. You, how long have you? Just 10 years. You still have a long way to go. You still have a long way. The major thing is that it's good to be together. We are seekers. We are seekers. It's because revelation knowledge, it's because the wisdom of God has not spoken to their hearts. Turn of the century, when the Holy Ghost fell, people were still talking about tarrying meetings. Tarrying meetings. But now see revelation knowledge. If you are not born again, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, can you come forward? They come forward, they say, praise God, we pray with you. God is going to do the miracle for you. Can you see that brother there? Raise up your hand, wave your hand. You follow him out. Okay, by the time you are coming in, you'll be speaking in tongues. I beg, make it sharp, 10 minutes so that they can join up with service. Do you know what will happen if those people that have been waiting 30 years, we hear that you are telling people that just carry them out 10 minutes, make sure they are speaking in tongues, they have joined up with service, 10 minutes, not 10 years, 10 minutes, it's because light has come. And then like what Reverend Nyanis, they say that, no, that must be another Holy Ghost though. That means that when this wisdom fully downloads, as God is opening up things to us, we'll be seeing things you have never seen before, and life will become easier for us. That means that there'll be a time we say that if you're on wheelchairs, if those of you that brought people that are dead, if you just come forward quickly, okay? Now you see that brother there, wave your hand, okay? Carry them, wheel them, follow him out, make it very fast, 10 minutes, let them join up. When they rise up from the dead, get the exact time so that we can send it to the hospital and tell them that this is the time they came back to life. And it will happen. It will happen. All the things are preceded with light. So unless in our hearts we say there is more when we carry the word of God, light will not shine. There is more. In John Alexander Dowie's days, they believed that it was God's blessings for people to be sick. Until the bubonic plague came. And everybody was saying that, see the blessing of God, who can stop God when he's blessing his people? Some say, you have not seen doctrine, you have not heard doctrine. But though we carried the Bible, and say that there must be an answer. Listen, for those of you that are ministers of the gospel, ministry is people-centric, not doctrine-centric. The doctrine is the tool for ministry. Do you understand? There are people that will rather, like the Pharisees, they will rather kill people than for their doctrine to shake. Doctrine is a tool to bless people. When Jesus Christ said what he has called for, he said, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Every statement he made from there, to preach good news to the poor, deliverance to the captives, it is people-centric. Praise God forevermore. So we carry the word, we exalt that word. It will start talking to us. Those stories will come alive to us. Bishop Oyedepo said that when he was in Ilorin and he wanted to go to, God was moving his heart to go to Kaduna. He was reading. He saw Saul of Tarsus go into the city, Damascus. It shall be told you what you should do. As he was seeing Damascus, what he was seeing was Kaduna. God was fixed to us. Say, God's word is speaking to me. That is why that brother said that I need some clarification on this thing, on this course. Can you come in the evening so that we can go through it together? I said, okay, no problem, I will come. As you open Bible, you see Amnon and Tamar. And you say, God has never spoken to you before. That is God speaking to you now. You open and say, I'm not a Tamar. Let my sister bring the food to... In this case, the food is the cause. You say, Nalayo. You switch off your phone. And your life is saved. That is the wisdom of God. There are many people that say, God, why me? Why me? Should it be us? Where were they? God, why me? Why me? Why me? The why me is because they have not accessed God's wisdom. Praise God forevermore. As we open the word of God, we will see the wisdom of God concerning the place God wants us to be. I have one of my loved ones, my disciples here. He said that he went to somebody's house. He was not even trying to, he didn't know them so closely, but God gave him a word for them. And he went and told them, the woman was pregnant. He didn't know whether there was any problem. He said, Madam, God is telling me that this child is like Moses. This child is a proper child. And that the wisdom for raising this child is from that wisdom with Moses. She said, hey. He said, we've been to doctors. This is what doctor said. I think that the child is breached or something. That there are complications. He said, well, this is what God has told me. As offering, he said, sir, wait, let us pack rice for you. They pack rice, packed the circle and gave me. I said, sir, thank you, thank you. So the child was born, very, very delicate situation, but the child lived. Was inside incubator or somewhere. But kept saying, madam, that child is a proper child. Then she went and snapped the child and put it on social media and said, wow, she has come. He said, she called them, madam, did you hear the word? When Moses was giving birth, did the mother snap him and put it on Facebook? Would he have lived? That's the wisdom of God for the other people can put their children, but this is the wisdom of God for this one. Praise God forevermore. Look at the word. You will see it there. And then have the conviction to follow, to believe in the uniqueness of how God speaks to you. Instead of going around, but this is not how our corner say he did his own. That is the lack of flexibility. There are people that are always looking around that, but this is not how this other man's own walked to. This is not how the other, but why is my own different? Look, the word of God must not be photoshopped. You can read books and get inspiration from books, but the word of God must not be photoshopped. That is the word, you know, there are some people that want to build bodybuilding, you know, to give them inspiration. They look for, who are those bodybuilders? I don't know their names. You know, you look for one FT man, you remove the face, put it in your room and put your face there. They put your small face there, they see body like this. So that you'll be looking at that face and say, that is how I'm going to end up. And that's how I'm going to end up. And then you are eating pizza, shawarma, and say, this life, I cannot come and go and kill myself. But that is how I'm going to look. Okay. You can do that for your life. You can't do that for Bible, though. Because many people have done it for Bible and they have missed God. Because that was not the wisdom of God for them. Reverend talked about, you know, how David will go and grab back his sheep from the bear and the lion. But that is not the way Daniel will overcome the lions. If Daniel tries that when he's thrown into the den of lions, he will have problems. That is why this kingdom does not come by observation. No. Now imagine the disciples of Jesus remembering Jonah's story when the storm came at sea. Jonah was sleeping. There was a storm at sea. And then they say, why are we in this kind of storm like this? And they said, look at this man that is sleeping. He's a suspect. And they met him and said, come, why? He said, I'm actually the reason for this storm. And as they carried him and threw him overboard, everywhere became calm. Then hundreds of years later, the disciples are in a storm. And then they look, there's somebody sleeping. That's Photoshop, you know. Then they say, is this not Rema? Is this not Rema? Say, is it not the one that is sleeping here? And then they carry, wake up, sir, you are the cause of our problems, though. And they would have done like this, and they will throw him overboard, and he will land as on dry ground, he will stand up, and continue walking, and the storm will remain with them. Can't Photoshop with God's word. You will stay in that world until you see yourself in the world. You will stay here. Now, for many of us, we might be talking about spiritual things like this, and you might not understand. You might be as if it's too big. No. It's not too big. Just start one step at a time, and God will honor where you are starting from. Do you understand? God will honor where you are starting from. Because every one of us, even if you look at the life of Jesus, you will see that growth in spiritual things, in the manifestations of the Spirit of Jesus. See him turning water to wine. And after turning water to wine, you see him walking on water, and then you see him calming the storms. You see him raising Jairus' daughter that had been dead probably 1 hour. And then you see him raising the widow of Nain's son that had been dead probably 1 day, 24 hours. And then you see him raising Lazarus that had been dead 4 days, 96 hours. And then you see him rising up again from the dead. Until we get this full range of wisdom, then we will continue struggling. And God does not matter. God, just don't look around and say, look at what that man is doing. There are some people that their businesses, they are supposed to go and loan money to start business. But because they heard a great man of God saying that, look, I have never borrowed, and now this ministry will never borrow, that is how they crash their destiny. Meanwhile, by destiny, you are supposed to borrow. Because the prophet said to the woman, he didn't say go and buy vessels, he said go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. You can't live your life with what or no. God has a particular code for your life. You must find it. And why others are broken even now? You are there saying, no, shangri, I can't agree. God has spoken. Those other people, they have even paid off all the loans they have borrowed. They are playing with the big boys now. Be malleable in God's hands. There's a skill set for the wisdom if you just stay with it. You see, for Joseph, there's a difference between revelation, interpretation, and application. For Joseph, the first time he had a dream, he had not gotten the whole skill set. It was revelation he had. And he came out and said, I saw something, you know. They said, what do you see? I saw 11 sheaves bind down to my own sheaf. The brothers were the ones that interpreted it. He didn't give them interpretation. He just said, what's the meaning of that? I don't know. They said, are you trying to say we will come and bind down to you? Interpretation. The father was the one that did fire service. I said, no, gentlemen, he's a young boy now. Leave him. He's a small boy. He does not know. The next one he had, he said, I saw something else. So I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon bowing down to me. The father, he didn't say interpretation. His father that said, me, I am son. Your mother should be moon. Are you now saying me, I will bow? He said, daddy, but you were begging. Shut up there, my friend, when I'm talking. You, what kind of dream are you seeing there? Because the thing was pinching him now. But the interpretation itself was wrong. Because we know that by the time he even got there and became prime minister, his mother had died. The Egyptians were worshipping the sun and the moon. The sun and moon was that the powers of Egypt will bow before him. Then his brothers will come and bow. But then later he came from this revelation to the place where he could interpret. But the skill set was not complete. And then he went to the prison. And then somebody said, he saw them, they were sad. Why are you sad? He said, we had something. I saw myself carrying basket. Then birds of the air came and ate the basket. He said, what of you? You told me, your own is better. What's my own? You, your own, 3 days. Yamutu, you, your own, 3 days, you'll be reconciled. He said, What can we do? Say, what can you do? There's nothing you can do now. You don't wait for it to happen. Because that was where it ended. There are some of you that all you have, I have had this dream, God has told me something. You have not gotten the full skill set. That is why the wisdom of God is not being distilled here. But by the time he stood in front of Pharaoh, he was ready. There are some of you, the reason why you have not stood there is because God knows it's not yet time. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Rest, relax. God knows when you are ready to stand before the king. When he stood before Pharaoh and Pharaoh said, this is my dream, and he interpreted the dream. I said, so what do we do? If it was before, you say, what can you do? Just wait. Wait for the famine. Wait for the problem. But now he had application. He said, this is what we do. It is at this point he became prime minister. The spirit of wisdom is resting upon you. In affairs of this life, the spirit of wisdom is resting upon you. You are seeing things in a different light, different perspective. In the name of Jesus. Look, there are people that... somebody said that, sir, I heard you preaching. You talked about the power of God, how to move in the power of God. Can you tell me? I told that if I tell you, you won't even understand. A young man that had a mighty miracle came for immersion. And then he said that he sat down. I've told the story before. He was the last year he came for immersion. His money finished as he came from Kaduna. We had to house him. I had to give him money to go back. He was sending seed of 500 naira recharge card, 1000 naira recharge card. Then the next year, he was coming for immersion with his family. They said that he had booked the topmost class of hotels. As I heard, I said, Kabaye, he has entered. At this point, he was staying in a 5-bedroom duplex in Lekki. Then he came and gave his testimony. He said that we came from Kaduna. We sat down with those messages that Connor was preaching. And we kept ratakaba. He said, even the battery of the phone, no past 1 hour. All of us will be there with the two boys. They be ratakaba. We have entered. We have entered. He said he kept at this until suddenly he saw that money is just figures. I have said this in different places, but nobody has come to meet me here that, sir, do you know now I know that money is just figure? It is revelation. It is wisdom from heaven. That just is that all this money we are on, it is figure, it is numbers. It's given regularly to the prophet and to the ministry in millions now. Why? Wisdom came. Those things that are hanging upon your head, wisdom drops them into your life. Time, let me rush through. Number two, it's true men. The Bible says that your teachers will no longer be hidden in a corner, but your eyes will see your teachers. There are things that God must bring men into your life to do. There are some of you, the boss you are praying against is your key to the next level in your job. No God system. There are some people say, this is my boss. God, remove him from there. God knows why he's not answering your prayers. If you look at scripture, if you look at the way God did things, many of the people that we would have said God removed them, it was that God turned. That is why the Bible says that the heart of the king, it didn't say the heart of men. It says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Many people in authority, the way God's wisdom works is that he turns those people's hearts towards us. There are men that have gone ahead of you. Even if you leave your house 2 a.m. and go out in the street, there will be a car in front of you. There will be a car in front. The men that have gone ahead of you does not mean they are better than you. It don't mean that they know the road better than you. To find out from them, you have to learn from them. There There are some of your teachers that are here. There are people that say that, you know, there is nobody that does not have eternal life that can teach me anything. Sure, I sorry. Like, be careful. Be careful. Because the man that taught you physics, English, some of them were drunkards. You even see some Christians with superiority mentality. I don't know why this boss, this umbel, will be talking to me. Settle down. Your eye never see you. Your eye never see you. Daniel served with hidden kings. Four of them, and all of them loved him. There is a secret to what? There is something in you that he served wicked kings like Nebuchadnezzar. And all of them loved him. When he was thrown into the lion's den, the king, the Bible says, he could not sleep. He could not eat. They brought music to him. They said, get away. All night, he ran and said, Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God that you serve? Has he delivered you from that place? He said, sir, my God has sent his angel. He has shut the mouths of the lions. But there was a wisdom. He said, as long as innocency was found in me towards the Lord and towards you. There are people everywhere they go. They are the ones that are gossiping against the boss. What is wrong with this organa? The hand just tighten now. Is it just salary? Salary they be paying us. No bonus. And we know how much is coming into this company. You are the one going around. God, the bird of the air will hear your voice. They will carry your voice. That is practical wisdom. That is what? Practical wisdom. When we come here, we are doing practical. Lord, favor. Lord, favor. Lord, favor. There are things that manifestations of the Spirit will bring. Gifts of the Spirit will bring. Fruit of the Spirit must sustain. It's practical wisdom. I said in a message some time ago, Keith Moore was traveling. They were held up, you know, there was a problem. And then he got to a place and saw that people were abusing the airline attendants. And were abusing him. I said, you people will keep us here. Flight is delayed. We are here. We are here. He sat down and met the man. He said, please, we have to hurry up and go to a particular place. How can you help us? He looked at them. He said, wait for me. The rest were abusing, was looking at them. He carried Kitmo and his wife, carried them through one route. Boarding pass, he said that aircraft is going where you want. Go. He said, I'm going back to meet those people. I will pepper them. They are the ones that can shout at me. I will go back and meet them. Let's see how they will go anywhere. Some people say, you know, and that's what I'm saying. There are some people that will say that God is all you need in life. You need men, no? You must know, understand the omnipotence of God and the instrumentality of men. If you read Bible about how God, somebody said that, someone said that unless somebody preaches to people, they will die and go to hell. You say, you think God is like that? God is too meticulous to leave the eternal destiny of people in the hands of mortal men. You are mistaken. You are mistaken. Jesus, for his ministry to open up, had to go and meet John the Baptist. Until he met John the Baptist, there was nothing like heaven open up. Until he met John the Baptist. Abraham was given promise from heaven. Until Abraham went and met Melchizedek. Done in 10 minutes. He blessed him that had the promise. That means, how can God talk directly to Abraham and he will need a man to activate it in his life? Saul of Tarsus met Jesus face to face and he said, go into the city, it will be told you what you must do. And then he went to meet a man and said, Ananias, go and lay. You mean Jesus cannot talk from heaven? And as Paul finishes talking with him, he starts speaking in tongues. praise God forevermore, is the instrumentality of men. Rick Warren was entering into the stormy waters of politics, especially during the Obama McCain days, and then he saw he was entering into bad ground. He looked around. People will tell you that you are no problem, you are an anointed man of God. And he said, no, there's problem. He said, let's go. He gathered some of his folks and they went to meet Billy Graham and sat down with him and said, sir, I am in the waters I know you were in years ago. How do I navigate these waters? That's where God wisdom from. It might be something simple, but it will be profound. He told him, he said, be the man of God, don't be a politician. Because all those conversations during the times of Nixon and Lyndon B. Johnson, all those conversations that I said, should we go to war in Vietnam? And he said, yes, let's go to war. When they declassified them and people were, he said, you mean this great man of God even agreed and said they should go and be killing people? He told the Warren, he said, be the man of God. Let the politicians make political decisions. When they want to make decisions, they say, what they say? Let us pray that God will guide us. That is the whole part of man of God. Let us pray that God will guide us. That is the whole part. Don't put your mouth and that thing helped Rick Warren. Praise God forevermore. Jesse the planter said, I was poor, my wife was poor. As poor, poverty man, great poverty, P square. Thank you, sir. P square. He said we were struggling. The one that you said that there is no money, is because you have not seen something. There is money. There is no job. There is job. I'm not talking about job that they are paying. There is job that they are paying people heavily. Somebody has to. Men must be put there for you. Like Haggai, the eunuch was put there for Esther. Jesse the Plantis said that then they met a Jew, and the Jew was never born again. And the first time they met the man started talking to them and said, you see, in this house, like that chair you are sitting on is worth $250,000. Chair. You know, you now sit down with respect. Say, like, you know, that throw pillow, that's the one that King Louis used. And then at a point, they said, come. Is it that this man is trying to rub poverty in? Coming out of your comfort zone is not an easy thing. Your flesh will fight it with offense. There are people that God is drawing them out, two men, out of their comfort zone. They started fighting. Jerry Savelle got annoyed, carried all the tapes of Ken Copeland. They carried and said, all these tapes, there were a problem, and threw them in the street as they were rolling out. God said, it is your destiny and your deliverance that is rolling out. Then he stood up and started, they saw like a madman. He was pursuing the reels inside the street, carrying them, gathering them. There are some of you, people need to stretch you. Anytime somebody touches you like this, they say, no, I mean, God wants me to enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy life. But there is a wisdom process through which it comes to pass. You are not living your life for yourself. There is a generation. There are people that you must draw out. A poor man cannot save a poor man. Praise God forevermore. And then he said, there is something. There is a man that is selling something like $15,000. $15,000. God just helped him. He wrote a book. He got around $15,000. He said, you can buy one small artifact. $15,000. The wife said, ah. So we carry $50,000 and threw it for artifacts. But then they bought it. Then they bought this one. Then they will sell this one. And make sure that by selling, they're even making two times what they have bought it for. By the time he was talking, he said that the things in his house were worth over $30 million because he met a man. I am a heavy smoker today. You met a man.
I can't stop drinking today.
You met a man.
I'm pursuing babes. It is a man that carried you one day that said, this thing is not rocket science now. You will say, I will do it. Follow me behind. That is why the problem is there. And many times when we are walking out of those places, we will meet a man too. Praise God forevermore.
Lord, I worship your holy name. Thank you, sir. Follow me.
Number three.
Thank you, sir. Kai.
There are many times in our lives that we have to break into things. There are many times that we need the wisdom of God to break into things. And it's in prayer we break into them. There is wisdom. Job chapter 28 talks about a wisdom that is not from this realm. It is not all wisdom that is transferable. Do you understand? It's not all wisdom that is transferable. There is a wisdom that I can get it, I can teach you. There is wisdom that you can't teach anybody because it's not from here. Somebody plucked it from another realm and brought it here. You ask Michael Jackson, say, how is it that you are guarding crowds like this? They say, it's just that he's skillful. He's not skillful. There is something working. But even if he tell you that, you say you wear hat like this, let your trousers be like Ustaz, you know, white socks, and then you are backsliding like this, you know, and you will do the same thing. People will stone you. Because some of those people are getting help from another world. Do you understand? The Bible says that in the end of this, Daniel chapter 12, when the angel was talking to Daniel, he said that many will run to and fro, knowledge shall be increased. That running to and fro, I've been asking myself, running to and fro, what does it mean to run to and fro? Is Usain Bolt the most intelligent? If he's running to and fro, is Usain Bolt the most intelligent person? Is it by running? That running to and fro, if you see it most times in scriptures, it's a term that is used from breaking into realms and coming out of realms. Okay? So the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the earth. That means it's darting into the earth, coming by. They ask the devil that, where are you coming from? From what? Going to and fro. It's breaking into a realm. So what the Bible is saying that in the end of days, people will start breaking into the realm of the spirit and coming back with wisdom. They will start breaking into that realm, coming back with wisdom and doing feats that people will be wondering, how did he get this kind of knowledge? How did he get this kind of idea? But that idea is being sponsored from another realm. Are you hearing this thing I'm telling you? So Ezekiel was at the point of death. Isaiah brought a lump of figs and put it on his boy. If you go and put a lump of figs on people, will they recover? That was an indicator, but it was another force that was working. That means that there are some knowledge, there is some wisdom, that it is not just by observing. Someone say, as he doing, you know, the level of excellence in that church is something else. It's the level of excellence, you know. The speakers, very important. The kind of mic, very important. And the ambience. And the ambience. You will be in debt getting ambience. You won't see anybody. That's why Job 28 said that this wisdom we are talking about, where can it be found? He mentioned a type of everything on the surface of the earth. He said it's not on the earth. That people broke into portals and came out with wisdom and came to service their generation. Is it not Adolf Hitler that they said that he watched a movie like this, watch movie, went on top of a mountain and screamed on top of it, looked at the moon and screamed and the moon. He came down, nobody could resist his words again. And the thing he was saying was making sense to people. That thing is not from this realm. We are celebrating Kwame Nkrumah, great man, great man. When the white folks did not want to give him independence, Kwame Nkrumah entered the village. When he came back after months, white men packed their load. The wisdom was from another realm. It's not good wisdom. Oh. That is why James talks about human wisdom, devilish wisdom. But this one we are talking about is divine wisdom. That means it is more than just I am doing what other people are doing. Are you seeing what they are seeing? There's a story in the Bible that looks very foolish, and scientists have dismissed it that it's a foolish story. Did you understand? The Bible says that Laban had deceived Jacob many times, and then Jacob came because God showed him a vision, and he said that give me the ones, the cattle that are white. And after some time, come and check. The ones that are spotted, speckled, and streaked will be my own. Anyone that is white it will be for you. Laban looked and said, is this not a mumushi or something? How can you carry white? All of them white. And then you come back and then they come. This is genetic something now. It's like saying that, give me the people here and you see people black like this from Sudan. You just see people black like this from Sudan. And then you say that, okay, the people that we want, at the end of the day, the people that are white will come here, the people that are, and then black people, they come together, and then the next thing you are seeing white baby with white hair. How? But Jacob had been at a portal. And I will show you how. So he went and carried all of them, and he will put them, and they'll be looking at poplar rods, and they'll be there looking, and they were given back to strict, to spotted. How? In Genesis 30, you won't see the story until you go to Genesis 31. Jacob said, then I lifted up my eyes, and I saw in the realm of the spirit, I saw he goats that were strict, spotted, that were mating with these ones. It was the help of God, though. He looked, and in the realm of the spirit, he saw that one was just to indicate that this is where these she goats are, and they were there drinking water. And then he saw in the realm of the spirit, he saw this one's mating, and then they were giving back to the ones that were strict spotted. People will come and do popular roles and everything; they can never get the same results because this is the help of God. And when God spoke back to him, he said, "I am the God of Bethel." That place and that Bethel is a type of Christ, because it was where he saw that ladder going up and coming down. He said that I am the God of Bethel. I have seen what Laban has done to you. I've risen up for you. That means that the way God rises up for us is by giving us such wisdom and help from heaven that cannot be explained. That is why people cannot explain how a man will enter Sambisa forest and sit down on top of IED. Yet the IED will not explode. Close encounters with death. Yes, nothing happened to me. Why? It was help from God. People might look at you and say that, you know, every time he's going, he's very careful. He sits down in front. It is not the sitting down in front, too. Anywhere I am sitting down, the help of God is there. Your eyes are open, though. Amen. You are seeing the things you have never seen before. God is showing you, opening up to you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. In the name of Jesus. Pray in other tongues. Pari gabiada, rado sahakeda, reshekete kebria, bararus, igadaya, mariata, mekita, ibriye, zuanda, redisha, hata igebia, maranandua, likata, makita, meregedo sahabria, maronda hati, igelebaria, andaya bayaba, ila la 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 la, kataya bradiata, igedia. You are seeing differently. You are seeing differently. You are seeing differently. You are seeing help from heaven. God is dropping words in your heart. You are hearing a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk down in it. Can I have just 10 more minutes? I think that God wants to do something. Thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. There are people here, your eyes are opened. There are flashes of inspiration. God is distilling in your spirit a million things in 1 second. Just pray in other tongues. You are touching something. You are grabbing something. You are holding something.
Worship your holy name. Rabbi Abari Avalegede Kasia Taya Baliata Egede. Ela Balala Sayaba Egataya Bradia Kosa Hayeda. Mera Brevegalia Telegadesh Tahaki. Medekela Beata. God is telling me that there are people in this place. It's as if the gate of your mind is closed. You can't see any way further from where you are. You have tried to push, you have tried to scratch, you have tried to look for help, but you can't see any further from than where you are. That gate is opening up. Wisdom is distilling. Wisdom is distilling. As I'm talking, the power of God is coming upon those ones. Merabola brada shiatayegebe. Melelegez deketeya bradia. Mararusha hatakaya. Getekele bradeswa. Mezeketila. Megea. Mererusha hatia. Melelebeya deyabayaba. As you are praying, you are seeing something. As you are praying, something is dropping in your heart. Something is dropping in your spirit. Peliga. Mreadu kaida. Megedekeliga. Mozaya bariaba. Madia. Mereketikesh tehela. Meseke, Mozaya, Matai, Idia, Rados, Haria, Bege, Bebebe, Meregadia, Talagato, Hadia, Legadia, Kelia, Parabariata. Are you the person I think you are? No. Rebariata, Legados, the Hakabata, Ligades, the Hekeba. Eyes are opening. The pressures are dropping. Regalia da Libria Cabayeke, the Kepia, Sekebe, Red the Kosha Hati, Redia da Labaria da Laba, Legateke Siki, Megdea, Media, Media, Media. I see people, I see a new page being opened. Sister behind you are like that. Kayabatia, Radosha Hegelia, a new page being opened with yellowish green and what the come. Rela la 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 la. Can you sing that song once for me? Like something flash before you. The power of God will come upon some of you as you are seeing it. The light of wisdom. That light is busting the gates open. That light is making you see what you could not see before. That light is a way in the desert. Paria Gabaya Balia Tayagaria Talaba, the Ketekelebiata, Peligabiaco Soda, Melebre, Diazo, Nekayaba. Lord, let that light of wisdom rush upon your people. Those ones you have chosen, those ones that you have chosen as a sign, let them see it clearly. Let it drop in their spirit. Let it be distilled. As I speak now. There are five people like that. As I'm talking, the power of God is dropping upon you. The wisdom of God is dropping in your spirit. As I'm talking. It's dropping. Suddenly you see it. Suddenly you
just know that something has changed. That bleakness and hopelessness has turned, and then there is light. There is light. There is light. There is light. Sing like that. Sister, come. I see you.
Oh, my soul.
Now, if you saw that light come forward, you saw that light, you saw something like a flash come forward. There are not so many of them. I didn't say that if you want to be faithful, I said if you saw that flash like light that just came. Sing it again for me. I see somebody, your name is Sophia or Safina. Something, as I was talking, something dropped in your heart. Something settled in your heart. Something settled in your heart. It's the wisdom of God. In your speech, in your talking, it will come out. It will come out. From this believer's convention, as you live here, in your thinking, you will think afresh, new, different, because wisdom has come. Lift up your hands and thank you. Let's give God praise.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard. And we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.